Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. 19th anniversary, Steve Martin is a member of our Brain Trust. Steve, I don't think we've done this yet. If we have, we're going to do it again. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's been a delight.
Well, we appreciate you very much. And it was this about this time of year, a little earlier in the year when Steve joined us and for the first time. And in fact, in those days, his beautiful wife, Catherine, was part of the ensemble. And we miss her. But anyway, Steve, thank you for 19 great years of supporting all the things that we do. I can't tell you how grateful I am for you and for all that you've done for us, how you've supported. And folks, what you don't know is Steve, beyond being on the show with me, Steve has been a great mentor for me for many, many elements of my business. And Steve, I'll never be able to thank you enough.
Well, Jim, it's been a delight, and I really appreciate everything that you do for me and the other small business owners in the country and the world.
Well, it's been fun. We've had some fun too, and always gotten along. That's the main thing. I mean, most people can't get along with me for 19 years. That's amazing. So anyway, we're talking about being innovative, and whether you really mean it when you say you want to be innovative. And you know, Steve, I remember calling on when I had my consulting company, I would have a CEO of a company tell me he wanted me to help them do something that he probably didn't say innovative, but what he was going to do was going to be a game changer for the company, and he wanted me to lead that, help him lead that. And I go out and talk to the people, and they'd say, you know, you're not the first person to do this, right? And I say, what do you mean? I say, well, this guy's done this before. And he's just going to throw you under the bus because he says he wants to change, but he's not really going to change. What do you think?
No, about half of companies don't really have an innovation mentality or a process, a procedure, and it sounds like you hit one of those on the extreme that is giving it lip service, but really not putting their principles into action. Mm-hmm. And that's scary. Companies like that tend not to last.
But you talk to us about some of the principles that you've identified and that you promote to help people with their innovation.
Well, Jim, first of all, innovation has to be deliberate. And what I mean by deliberate is that there should be a process within the company that not only fosters it but carries it through. You know, consider an employee. You've asked everybody to innovate, come up with their great ideas, and sure enough, you have someone come to a supervisor and say, I've got this great idea, we should do this, and the next thing that happens is absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened to the employee with the great idea? What happens to their motivation?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to their engagement in the company? Well, of course it goes down. So if you're going to ask for ideas from people, you have to have a mechanism, and it should be very transparent, by which those ideas are identified, they're recognized,
right,
and tracked through a process of evaluation.
Yeah, and the other thing that happens in a large, especially as a company with it's a little bit larger, meaning maybe, you know, 25, 30, 40, 50 employees or so, maybe 100 employees. A lot of times what the employee comes up with to innovate is the right thing to do for the company inside of its four walls, but might not be the right thing to do for the company globally, right? I mean, maybe the owners have other plans for that capital, or they're trying to milk their technology a little bit longer. You see what I mean? And if the employees are set up wrong, if their innovation suggestions are not set up the right way, it looks like they were rejected, doesn't it?
It does, and if it's not transparent as to why or how, then it can be really demotivating.
Mm-hmm.
And you point out, Jim, one of the other key elements of idea evaluation and innovation, and that is you have to have a set of criteria by which you're going to evaluate ideas. And those criteria should be public to the greatest extent.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody brings an idea forward that looks great internally, one of the first questions would be, does this help our location? But the second question might be, does this help the company overall?
Right.
And if you can't answer yes to both of those, then maybe the idea has to be refined or changed.
Or if it looks like, you know, for whatever reason, the company goes in another direction, they modify, or whatever happens, if it looks like it might be demotivating, get with those people and sit them down and say, okay, you know, what you did, what you offered, what your suggestion was outstanding. But here's why we're not going to do it exactly like you said. And hope you'll understand that this is the larger picture. What do you think about that? Just make sure that they realize that they weren't just rejected.
Absolutely, Jim. I think that's absolutely essential. And the reality is when we have ideas and we consider them to be good and we offer them to somebody else, we're offering a part of our own self, our own psyche, our own self-worth to somebody. You know, we're putting ourselves out there to be evaluated, and we want mm-hmm. that to be done in a fair and honorable manner. Otherwise, right. We might feel rejected.
That's exactly right. Steve, I need your website, please.
www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us, folks. Check it out. You can find all of Steve's books there and all the things that he does there, including all the work he does for SCORE. He's one of the great SCORE volunteers of all time. Tin Tilt. I'm Jim Blasinger. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.